The Bird Show.
Wendy here is 24 years old. Mm-hmm. She is single, but we have
Jeff.
What?
I just didn't realize she was that old. I thought she was young. Like, I thought she was I thought she was in her early 20s, not mid 20s.
You poor.
No, I'm almost there.
She is
approaching quarter life crisis, people.
And I think probably I've seen more change in Wendy than anybody else on the show, like the last year and a half. Because, you know, when you come into this business and doing morning radio, I mean, half the reason why you're attractive to a morning show like this is you're out every night, getting your drink on, mm-hmm. hanging out with the group that's going from bar to bar. Hey, come on the radio and talk to us about this every day.
All the opportunities.
Man, because we don't go out as much, but Wendy's out there, you know. But then, you know, getting up at 3:30 in the morning and Wendy does a split shift also, mm-hmm. that things have sort of slowed down for her. But her group is, some of her and her group are still running pretty mm-hmm. fast.
Well, yeah, and I think part of the reason I've stopped going out is because of one of my friends in the group. And I think I just subconsciously started doing that and not going out as much because I'm concerned for one of my friends because she's out and about all the time and always getting her drink on and just going really hard. And she works a couple of different jobs, and is trying to make a living. And she's younger, in her younger 20s, too, and is having a real problem with alcohol, and I've talked about her before, but is having a really major struggle with it. And it's not just struggle with not being able to put down a drink. It's affecting her job. Like, it's affecting how if she can work or not. So
So is she not going in into work the next day, or she's drinking at her job?
She's drinking at her job. And it's
what?
Well, what? Does she do?
She's a nurse.
Does she do a job where?
Well, she works in the industry, like the
restaurant,
bar scene,
bar
the nightclub industry.
Not like Bert with his flask this morning.
No. It's not a corporate job.
She runs a problem.
She runs a daycare.
No, it's not a corporate job. So it's like a restaurant-y type job. So she works in that industry, but it's drinking at the job, it's getting her in trouble to the point where
it's probably why she works in that industry.
Which is scary because she's...
Because I think a lot mm-hmm. of people who want to drink and party every night are attracted to that industry. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who just picked back up bartending, you know, in the recession, needed some extra cash or whatever. So she's just like in there for the job, going to do her job and get back out again. But she says everybody that sort of lives in that world is drinking behind the bar, partying every night, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You and almost have to.
I think maybe people that are... I don't know. Obviously not in every case, but mm-hmm. maybe she's attracted to that job because she knows she can drink and party there.
Was she 24 years old also? 23, 24 years old?
Yeah, around
like that
area.
I just, what else can you point to? Because I know your concern is that she might need some help.
Well, she definitely does need help. And I could see it even months ago because, I mean, I have talked about it before. She's been having to go home from the job because she's been too drunk to even work, has left the job to go to another bar to get a drink and not been able to return to even get an order. So it's a problem. She drinks almost every day, and I mean, she's a great person
didn't
without
you say
alcohol.
She has woken up and not realized how she's gotten where she was?
She's done that. She's gotten in arguments when she's been drunk and not... have known her actions
and talk about the blackouts.
The blackouts are scary. And then to some point, she doesn't even realize she's drunk. She will tell me that she's not, and I can see it in her eyes that she is, and it's really sad. So I've cut back on going out and going out with her because I was like, okay, well, maybe if I don't go out with her and kind of be an enabler and be around it and just sort of cut back and stay home, then she won't do it.
And so the question here, let me give the phone number out. It's 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, or 2378. Is this what you're asking for? Is how do you approach her and tell her that you're concerned without alienating her?
Well, how do I approach? I mean, there's only so many different ways I can approach her and say, hey, this is a real big issue, and I don't know if you can see it, but I need to get her in somewhere, have a sponsor, but I don't want to, like, not... I don't know. I don't want to do that and be insensitive about it.
Last time we talked about it, didn't you say that she admitted to having a problem and tried to stop?
She did, and I don't know. I'm not around her daily. She said she stopped for 20-some days or whatever, and it was easy, but then just fell back into the routine super easy. I mean, it's a daily thing.
Addicts do all or nothing. Mm-hmm. They try to prove to you that they're not an addict because, guess what, I can go 30 days without drinking, but then the day they start drinking again, they're back to blackout. So it's like, that's definitely a typical behavior pattern right there, but I think what's hardest for you in this situation is that a lot of people drink when they're in their early 20s.
Right.
So she's just going to say, you know, she's got that automatic defense like, well, you drink. Well, everybody else drinks. Mm-hmm. Everybody else has a good time. But everybody else doesn't go to these extremes that she's going to. Mm-hmm. But I think that's really hard because a lot of people, you know, at that stage of life are drinking a lot.
But
you know,
not
you're
at
out
the
a
work
lot.
Thing.
At work.
That's one thing
drinking
you can point out
work,
for sure.
And getting in trouble at work for drinking. That's a whole extreme. different category.
Mm-hmm. Sue here wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Sue.
Hey, how are y'all this morning?
Good. Thanks for calling The Burt Show. What's up?
Good. Wendy, I just wanted to tell you, I've dealt with this firsthand, actually, with my husband, and there's nothing you can do. Mm. The only thing you can do to be a good friend is just not go out with her, not participate with her. She's not going to cut back or quit or whatever until she wants to. But it does happen. I mean, my situation, it was, you know, a 12-pack or more a day and quit cold turkey.
Really? I think that we're going to catch a reoccurring theme here on these calls, and most coming in are saying, really, it's out of your hands and there's nothing you can do.
That's so sad.
Hey, Keith, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, I love your show. I listen to it every morning now.
Thank you, sir.
I just want to say, it sounds like you guys are describing me years ago.
Really?
Everybody tried to talk to me, they told me, and I denied having a problem because it wasn't a problem to me. I even got to the point where I was drinking at work, and even my customers knew, and I was not in a job where I could get away with that. So, and my brother asked me one day, he said, how did I beat it? Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't really beat it. I quit drinking one day because I didn't want to drink anymore.
How old were you at the time?
I was 34.
Oh.
I think there's something different there from 34 to 24. It's going to be a really, really difficult sell at 24.
It's just really sad to see because she's beautiful, has so much going for her, has a great other job that she could probably focus all her energy on besides the nightly restaurant job that she has. And it's sad. Like, she's on a downward spiral. I know she's young and you're supposed to go out and drink all the time, but to what point?
I don't know. I guess I'm talking in theories here because most of the calls calling up saying there's nothing you can do about it. But I mean, if you're that good a friend, just expressing concern and putting it on her radar, I don't know. Can that hurt?
It's obviously already on her radar. If she talked about how she, you know, is concerned about it herself.
That's the reason why people do interventions, because it takes every single person in your life coming to you that's important to you to tell you you have a problem in order for you to listen up. If you are an addict at that stage where you're in total denial, it would take you, her mom, her dad, everybody close to her.
I do know that, you know, living with Stacy in those really tough times when she was hooked on the prescription drugs, that I was telling her mom was telling her, she was getting messages from her doctor, she wasn't listening to any of us. And there, at the end of the day, there really was nothing that we could do.
And it's just so sad. I just don't want her to lose her life. It's just beginning. Like, I want good things for her.
Sure. Feel so out of control over it.
Yeah. And I think if you express that to her and you're as upset as you are right now.
I didn't think I'd be this upset.
Well, she's a good friend of yours, man.
Her, yeah.
Totally. Like a sister to you. Most are calling up saying, really, there's just nothing you can do.
Sucks.
I mean, I think if it was my best friend, I still would go in and just say, look, I'm just concerned, man. I mean,
I've seen some of your friends, Bert, and I'm surprised you don't have to do that often.
What makes you think they haven't talked to me?
Hey, real quick, before you hit traffic, Jen, listen, I'm just concerned about you and your future.
Okay.
After last night, just the drinking at the job, all the drinking concerns.
That's my other job at the Cheetah.
Gotcha.
Get it. The Bert Show.